Good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to
Le'ilui Nishmas Yeta Bas Avrohom.
Tonight is Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan is mentioned in Svarim. The Magen Avraham brings it down as a day of Ta'anis because of the Gezeros of Tach V'Tat in 1648 and 1649. The Kazakhs there was a very big Shchita, a pogrom that happened on Chof Sivan and Poland. Those who the oranges are in Poland and in Belze Chassidim have a minute to say Slichas tomorrow, many fast, and it's considered to be the beginning of the Yerida of Zman after Shavuos. The Yismach Moshe writes in Megillas Esther that Gzeiras Tach was hinted in the Megillah. There's a large Ches at the beginning of the Megillah, Chur Karpas Uschelas. There's a large tuf at the end. Vatichtov Esther Hamalka. He says that's Tach. Those who wrote the Megillah was written Beruach HaKodesh, of course. Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. They foresaw the terrible Gezerah of the year Tov Ches. Yismach Moshe says that perhaps it's hinted there, and he says a Chiddush, he says that those who were supposed to be killed in the time of the Megillah and were spared throughout the Doiris, though, there were many, many instances where many Jews died or were killed as a result of the Gezerah in the time of Haman. Similar to what we find by the Egel, Uviyoim Poktu Fakadati, that Hashem didn't wipe out all of Klal Yisrael at one time, throughout the generations, little by little. The same with the Gezerah in the time of Purim. At that time they were spared, but later on the punishment was fulfilled, and one of the times that it happened was in Tav Ches, and he says that it's hinted in the words at the end of Parshas Beshalach, which we read on Purim, where it talks about Amalek, Ki Yod Al Kes Ko. Kes is Chof Sivan. So what is Chof Sivan doing in the Parsha of Amalek? It's because Chof Sivan is sort of payback. It was like sort of the Asara Haruge Malchus, that it didn't happen in the time of the Shvatim, it happened later on, for those who were mechuyev kloya in the time of the Megillah, as the Gemara says, "Bepnei manis chayvus v'ainen shal Yisrael kloya." So it happened later in the Gezeiros of Chof Sivan. That's what the Yismach Moshe says. The Oyev Yisrael, the Apta, writes in his Sefer that starting Chof Sivan, we begin preparing for Yom HaKippurim. It says, "Ki yod al kes ka, kes is Chof Sivan, and yud ke is Yom HaKippurim." B'negeah, this week's parasha has 95 psukim. This week's parasha is Parashas Korach. Korach is read as we get ready to enter the month of Tammuz. This year it's the Shabbos Mevorchim Tammuz. The latest that it could possibly fall out, basically, is this year. And therefore Korach is the Shabbos that prepares us for the transition between Sivan and Tammuz. Normally, or many times it's not like that. Many times Korach is already in Tammuz, sometimes it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. This year it's still Sivan, and the Shabbos that prepares us for Tammuz, that takes us from Sivan to Tammuz. What does that have to do with Korach? The whole parasha is called Korach, and most of the story is about the episode dealing with Korach. And yet this year, it is the Shabbos that takes us from Sivan to Tammuz. This Shabbos is also Chav Gimel Sivan. Chav Gimel Sivan is a very, very special day. The day that is mentioned in Megillas Esther as well. A day, in fact, this Pasuk in Megillas Esther is the longest Pasuk in Tanakh, as the Rokeach, in his Perush, the Rokeach tells us that this is the longest Pasuk of Tanakh, 43 words. And in this Pasuk it says, Vayikaru Soifrei HaMelech Bo'ei Sahib HaChodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan B'shloisha ve'esrim yayim boy. On the 23rd day of Sivan, a new set of scrolls were sent out, the Igros Shniyos, retracting what was said in the first Igros, that this time the Jews have a right to defend themselves, and the entire V'nahapochu, the whole V'nahapochu of Purim, began with the episode of Chav Gimel Sivan. That which happens on Chav Gimel Sivan, the Igros Shniyos, starts the V'nahapochu. So this Shabbos, besides being Korach, is Chav Gimel Sivan. It's Shabbos Mevorchim Tammuz. entering a very difficult month, the month of Tammuz, which is a month that fell into the domain of Esav. As the Zohar says, that Tammuz is from the months of Esav. Tammuz is the month in which the Egel, the Chet HaEgel, was committed. Tammuz is the month in which the entire month, the Meraglim, were touring Eretz Yisrael, and we're looking at it negatively. Tammuz is when the wall around Yerushalayim was breached. Korban Tamid was no longer brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that which is enumerated in the Mishnah and Tainus that happened on Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is a low month, a Chodesh Yorud as of now. And yet this Shabbos is Chav Gimel Sivan, which L'Chayru is a Yom Tif, although in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Hilchas Tainus, it's one of the Yemei HaTanis, because they, in the time of Yeravim Ben Nevot, they stopped allowing the Jews to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash on Chav Gimel Sivan. Chav Gimel Sivan is also mentioned as a Yom Ta'anis. But in the Megillah, it's a very, very special, very joyous day, a day that is associated with V'nahapoichu. This number 95, which is the number of Pesukim in Parshas Korach, says the Siman at the end of the Parsha is Daniel Siman. The word Daniel is equal to 95, and that's the Siman for Korach. It's Yadua, we mentioned this the previous years, I just mentioned the Kitzer, the first Rashi of this parasha, which is also very unique. There's no parasha that begins with Rashi as it does here, where Rashi introduces us to this parasha with the statement, Parsha zu yofe nidreshes b'midrash Rabbi Tanhuma. This parasha is beautifully expounded in the drush of Rabbi Tanhuma. An introduction like this you don't find anywhere else in any parasha. The Svarim tell us that Korach, Yilvo Alpi Pshat, was a Rasha L'Chaira, who Alpi Pshat did a terrible sin and was swallowed, and many of those who joined him were burnt, and that many died in the Magefa. It was a terrible story, Alpi Pshat. But Alpi Drush, Alpi Remez, Alpi Said, Korach was no simpleton. Korach was a very, very great person. Korach pikeach, Rashi says here, to the point that the Arizal is quoted, the Shaloh HaKodesh brings it down too, Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach is the last letter's Korach, that at the end he will be right. La'osid lovai, he will be the Kohen Gadol, or that which he aspired, and everything he spoke about, Kichol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim, will be true. So clearly, if he was a Rasha, we wouldn't be saying that. Nowhere do we find about someone who's truly a Rasha that in the future he'll be right. How could you say if someone's a Rasha that in the future he'll be right? He's wrong. And how do we reconcile Bechlal, where Alpi Pshat, he's referred to as a Rasha and he's punished, and it's even among the Amar in the Gemara that he has no Olam Haba, and yet in the Sifrei Drush, in the Sifrei Chassidus, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, We learn how Korach was very great, and in the future he will be right. And even in the Gemara also this is really hinted. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, that Korach will return from where he is, from in Gehenim, that the Pasuk says, Moirid Sha'ol Vayo'al, which is what Chana said when she prays, when she sings and thanks Hashem in the Shira after the birth of Shmuel HaNavi, who of course is the one, is the descendant of Korach. That's who Korach saw coming out of him, as Rashi brings out, Ro'osh al Shelus Gedoyla Yoytzei Mimenu. So he thought, for sure that means that I'm going to come out the victor here. I see a future for myself. He sees Beruach HaKodesh, which also was interesting, that as he's being Ma'ir Amachloikas, he would think he would lose his Ruach HaKodesh. Yet he has Ruach HaKodesh. He sees Shal Shelus Gedoyla Yoytzei Mimenu Shmuel and the Chavdalad Mishmarais Leviya. But as Rashi says, he didn't see right. He didn't see correct, because his children do tshuva. B'nei Korach lo imesu, his children did tshuva, and that's why there's a shalshelus gedoyli yoytze mimenu. Nevertheless, his predecessor, his ancestor, Chana, says, Moirid sheoil vayoal. Says Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, Yehuda ben Beseira, that Korach will come out of his predicament. Korach will come out of Gehenim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Aleim Omer Hakosav Hashem May Misu Mechaya Moirid Sheol Vayoal, says the Gemara here in Sanhedrin Kuftes Amud Beis. And then the Gemara brings out from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, although Rabbi Akiva says, it says Vayoivdu Mitoich HaKohol, that they lost their shir in Olam Haba. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, no, Harehen Ka'aveda HaMisbakeshes, they are like a lost item that is looked for. It'll be searched and eventually it'll be found. Shenemar Toisik is the last pasuk of Mizmor Kuf Yutes of Tehillim. Shenemar Toisik is the Oyved Bakesh Avdecha Ki Mitzvaysecha Loi Shachachti. Here Rashi says they will have Olam Haba. For David said, "Al b'nei koyrach ta'isi kiseh oyved bakesh avdecha heim ta'u kiseh oyved ve'ata barachamecha harabim bakesh avdecha utviyim la'olam haba." And then Rashi says, "Mitzvaysecha loy shachachti dibra maskel mitzvaysecha loy shachachti shekiyemu kol mitzvaysecha." They fulfilled all of the commandments of Hashem. Kedachsiv, like the pasuk says, "Ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim." Interesting that Rashi uses the phrase that Koyrach said, which he fought on when he argued with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim," and yet those words are used to prove that it's true that Koyrach was a totally observant yid, an erlich yid who observed all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ki mitzvaysecha lo yishachachti. So how do we make out this whole story here? Al peep shot, it seems like he was a terrible person, and he's punished severely. Al pi drush, soid, kabbalah, and even in the Gemara we see that there's a hint in the Gemara too, that there's a tikkun for Koyrach. And the Arizal says more than just a tikkun, that it'll be like what he wants in the future. So Rashi is telling us, Parsha zu yofen nidreshes b'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, hinting to us that what Koyrach wanted will be that way in the future. Parsha zu yofen nidreshes, it will be darshened, meaning it will be that way in the medrash of Rabbi Tanchuma, in the time of Tanchuma, in the future world, in the world of Nechama, in the world of Mashiach, who is going to be Menachem us, then Koyrach will be proven right. Meaning Rashi is trying to tell us that this Parsha, this will be understood when Mashiach will come. It's a Mashiach dika parsha, right? It's not for now. Parsha zu yofen nidreshes b'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. And the word yofen, which is equal to 95, which is how many psukim this parsha has, the simon is Daniel, is associated with la'asid lavoi. The Zera Kodesh, the Rabshitzer writes in his sefer, the minhag that everyone wishes one another by a shidduch, we say that the zivug should be oile yofen. We wish the young couple, the younger part folk, the zivug, that it should be oile yofa, that they should have a successful marriage, it should be a harmonious union. Zivug oile yofa. He says, zivug refers to the two shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yudke Vovke Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the zivug. Yichud Kutsche Berichu Shechintei. And now that zivug is equal to 91, because Yudke Vovke is 26, Adana is 65, which is 26 plus 65 is equal to 91. That's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say Amen. Amen is equal to 91. However, in the future, it'll be equal to 95, because in the future, this is brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Vav of the Shem Havaya will go up in value. It'll become a Yud. Bayoim Hahu Yihiyeh Hashem. Yihiyeh. Yudke Vavke is going to become Yudke Yudke. So Yudke Vavke becomes Yudke Yudke, that adds 4 to 91, you get 95. So the Zera HaKodesh used to say by every Shidduch that we should also vinch on the couple, the Kutcher Berichu Shechinte, which every Chasen and Kala Amiram is to that, that it should be Oile, which means it should be equal. Oile also means the Mispar, the number. The number should be equal to Yofa, it should be equal to 95. That's the misper of La'asid Lovei. That's when Hashem Sholem, when Hashem's name is going to be complete, that's when it'll be Yudke Yudke. So Yofer, the amount of Sukkim in Parashas Koyrach is equal to the Shem Havaya Adna, the way it'll be La'asid Lovei, Oile Yofer, Parashasu Yofer Nidreshes B'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. It didn't happen that way though, because as we see in this Parasha, Koyrach brought upon himself a terrible punishment, where the earth opens up its mouth, Vatiftach Ha'oretz, as Piha. Piha is the same letters as Yofa. So Yofa turns around, unfortunately, to Piha. And Koyrach is swallowed up. What Koyrach wants, Koyrach, as we'll soon see, Koyrach wants to bring Yemais HaMashiach before its time. Koyrach thinks that it's already the Olam HaTikun, it's already the world of Yofa, it's already the world of Yudke Yudke, it's La'asid Lavai. There should be no distinctions, everyone should be Kaihanim. The Bechayra should be restored, that's why he took Reuven with him. From most of them, those who sinned were from Shevet Reuven, the Bechor, La'asid Lavai, the Bechayra will be restored. But Kairach is wrong. It's not for now, and therefore you can't be in this world. Obviously, you're not. You don't belong in this world if you're already holding La'asid Lava. You can't be here anymore. Atiftach ha'aretz es piha. So, what's really happening here? He's arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a whole shaila whether he has Olam Haba, but yet he has this lofty intention. He believes it's already Yemais HaMashiach, because the emes is all, as we mentioned last week, and Meraglim, all those mentioned in Chumash were very great people. Dasan and Aviram included, as we'll soon see. They were very, very great people. If they were living today, we wouldn't be able to look at them. They had unbelievable kavanas, but because they were so great, that's why they were punished so severely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim atzadikim kechut hasa'ora. And there is pshat, and there's remes, there's the Olam HaMa'aseh and there's the Olam HaMachshava. In this world, which is the world of Ma'aseh, right now we are in the world of Ma'aseh. HaMa'aseh Hu Ha'ikar. That's the world we're in now, in a world of action. In the world of action, Kairach is wrong. In Olam HaZeh, Kairach is wrong. In Olam HaMachshava, which is the way the world was originally created, Machshava Tchila, the way it was supposed to be and the way it will be, La'osid Lava, Kairach is right. Kairach wanted, as the Arizal says, that the world should be conducted al pi din. Kairach was a bechina of Shammai. Kairach was a Levi. Levi is midas hadin. Kohen is chesed. The Arizal says, v'hakohanim ha-leviim, la'osid lovei, the leviim will be kohanim. All the leviim will also have kedushas kahuna. Other places it says that everyone will be a kohen, everyone will be a kohen gadol, which is what Kairach wants. Why does Kairach want to be a kohen gadol? It's not just because he's jealous of Aaron. There was jealousy mixed in, but it was really because of their tremendous desire to be closer to Hashem. That's what really was bothering them. That's why the Meraglim wanted to stay in the Midbar, as we mentioned last week. There were very, very lofty intentions here, but the bottom line is, it was a machloikus against Moshe Rabbeinu. No matter what the intention, and the Olam HaMachshava, and the Asid Lava, everything is great. But now it's not. Now we have to follow Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we are still in Olam HaMa'aseh. The Chet HaEgel has not yet been rectified. Kairach also claimed that if the Chet HaEgel is the reason for all of this, why should Shevet Levi suffer at all? The entire Shevet Levi was clean from the Chet HaEgel. So certainly there should be no distinction between Leviim and Kohanim. Kairach had a lot of good, he had tremendous claims and a lot of tainess, as the Yismach Moshe himself, they say, said that he was a Gilgal from someone who lived at that time, and he said, I could tell you that you would not have known who was right. You couldn't. I said, I didn't know. He said, it looked more like Kairach was right than Moshe Rabbeinu. Kairach had all the Roshei HaYeshiva with him. The 250 men were Roshei Sanhedrois. We're not talking about simple people here. And they all joined Kairach. Vayikach Kairach, Rashi says, Moshach Roshei Sanhedrois. And perhaps we could bring a raya in the first pasuk that the Torah itself is hinting to us that there were lofty intentions here. The Torah itself is hinting to us that Kairach had to have been a very great person. The pasuk begins, Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi. The Torah tells us the names of Kairach's father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, of course omitting Yaakov, which as we know, but the Gemara says that Yaakov vikesh rachmim al atzma, Yaakov begged that his name not be mentioned there. Shenema besoidem al tovoi nafshu v'kolem al teichat kevoidi. The obvious question is, why? And Levi's name should be mentioned there, and Kohos's name should be mentioned there. They were tzaddikim too. Not only that, but this is a real major question. Rashi tells us in Parshas Pinchas on the pasuk v'tikravna benoist tzlofchod ben Chefer, ben Gilad, ben Mochir, ben Menashe. So Rashi tells us a klal here, a rule, that whenever we have lineage in one pasuk, where the Torah talks about a specific person who was on his father and grandfather and great-grandfather, and we're not sure who they were, tzaddikim or not. So if the pasuk is talking about a positive act, and the pasuk tells us about one of them, that he did something good, that tells you that harezet tzaddik ben tzaddik, that all those mentioned in the pasuk were tzaddikim. Here we're talking about the benos tzlovchon and the tremendous chavivus for Eretz Yisrael, so the fact that we're talking about a dover tov, a dover of shevach, and the pasuk mentions Chefer, Gilad, Machir, and Menashe, and obviously they were all tzaddikim. Then Rashi says, "V'im yichasoy lignai." However, if it's a yichus that the Torah is telling us concerning a person who did something negative, kegoin bo Yishmael ben Nesanya ben Elishama, and that's pasuk is talking about the killing of Gedaliah. Yishmael was the one who killed Gedaliah, and the pasuk there mentions not only the name of Yishmael but his father and his grandfather. B'yadua shekol haniskarim imoy rishoyim hoyu. They were all wicked. Well, being that the case, what about our first pasuk here? Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kehos ben Levi, and clearly it was a negative act. And Rashi says Lokach atzmoy letzad echod. Gemara says Mekach ra lokach laatzmoy nechlak lahachzik b'machloike. So does that mean that Yitzhar and Kehos and Levi were rishoyim? That according to the cloud that Rashi tells us, that when the pasuk tells us an event that happened, and it names the person who did it and his father and grandfather and great grandfather, if it's a negative act, they were all Rishoyim. But that can't be true. Levi's not a Rasha. Chas v'shalom. Kehos was not a Rasha. Yitzhar is not a Rasha. So why would the pasuk mention their names? The Shulchan says, "Vayikach Kairach." You want to know who Kairach is? Go look back in Parshas Vayera. You'll see who Kairach was. The fact that the Torah itself, in the first pasuk in the introduction to the parasha, tells us that he was the son of Yitzhar, son of Kehos, and son of Levi, then obviously what he was doing here was a very, very lofty thing. What he was doing here was lamayla mehasagaseinu. He wanted to bring the Olam HaTikun before the time, which is something you find throughout the Sfarim. Many, many greats have tried to do, and unfortunately their end was a terrible one. They were trying to be doichek as hakeitz, so whatever it is exactly they were trying to do, they felt that it's already the time for this man hatikun. And the emes, we really find this before in Chumash. Yaakov Avinu himself. Yaakov Avinu bikesh legalos es hakeitz. What does that really mean? Which we once spoke about, but with a different twist. And perhaps this is the reason why Yaakov's name is not mentioned in the parasha L'shevach. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es hakeitz, the Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayechi. What does that mean? I mean, Yaakov also wanted to bring the end. He didn't want to tell his children that Mashiach is not going to still be here in Topshin Ayin Aleph. So what would they have gained by knowing that? Well, that would be a great news. He's taking all his children and saying, "I have great news to tell you that your descendants will be redeemed in the year 2011. Why would he want to tell? What would be gained for Yaakov being megalos hakeitz? And even if it means, like some say, the keitz of Mitzrayim, but in another 210 years, that they'd be happy to hear. Why would they want to know that? Well, the Mefarshim asked this question, and one teretz perhaps could be Bikesh Legalos Es HaKeitz means he wanted to be Megala the Keitz now. He wanted to make Mashiach come now. He wanted to make it happen immediately. He wanted to bring the Gula, which he could have done. Tzadikim had the power to do that, but they were withheld. And the reason why is because if the Gula comes too early, many lose out. Many of the neshamas will not reach their tikkun. As we see clearly, I mean, obviously, we're still here at this moment, even though it's ot, because Hashem wants every Jew to be there. Levilti yidach mimenu nidach. Which is yadua, that was the machlokes between tzaddikim in the 1800s, the Rimanov and the Rupshitz. It was also about this inyan. One held Mashiach has to come right now, doesn't matter. The other one said it. We have to wait because the other neshamas are going to be lost. There's a big machloikas among tzaddik, and this is an old dispute that went on throughout the Doris. And Kairach was trying to do that here. Kairach felt, and rightfully so, Kairach felt that Chet HaEgel did not affect him or his shevet. And Kairach felt, therefore, that he has a right, even though he didn't know that really deep down there was some kinnah, it was because of the nesiyas of Elitzof and Ben Uziel that could have started, that was ma'ira the whole thing, whereas the Gemara says his wife pushed him into it. But Kairach's intention, mitzad machshava, he wanted to bring the olam hatikun. It's not like as if he wanted to do something bad here. What he wanted to bring, yicholay the kulam kadoshim, let everyone reach high levels the way it's going to be in the future. V'lo yilamdu oid ish esrei ehu, as the pasuk says. There will be a time when there will be no Rebbe Talmud relationship, where everyone will be v'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem. So Kairach claims that he can bring the geula now. Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kehos ben Levi. That's why we mentioned the names of all these tzaddikim. Because the emes, it wasn't a maisa resha. What Kairach wanted was a good thing. The problem is that it was too early. It wasn't the time yet. Kairach sees the world of Yofa. He sees the world in which
Yudke Vovke becomes Yudke Yudke. But he sees wrong because it's still case ka. Ki yad al case ka. Case, which we mentioned before, is Chav Sivan. There's still a Chav Sivan. Karach didn't see all the pogroms, or perhaps he did see all of it, and he was trying to end it by bringing Mashiach at that time. It wasn't yet the Olam HaTikun, and there's still time. Case Ka means that Hashem's name is not complete, and the Kisei is not complete. The same number, here's the interesting twist, that the same number, 95, serves as Geula and Golus. It could be Geula because it's the number of Yudke Vovke as Yudke Yudke, together with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Parshazu Yofen Edreshes, the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Or it could be the number 95 equal to Haman. Haman is equal to 95 because as long as there's a Haman, as long as there's an Amalek, Kaiska equal to 95. Ein Hashem Shalem, the Ein Kisai Shalem. Kairach believes that he already reached Shlemus. Shalem is Rosh HaTevis. Mitzvay Secha Loi Shachachti. The Pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira quotes here in the Gemara Kuftes Amid Beis. There's not one mitzvah that I didn't do, and he didn't. He really kept to every mitzvah. He wasn't lying. He felt that he had already reached the darga of shleimus. Sholem Rosh HaTevis mitzvah secha lo shachachti. It should be Hashem Sholem, which at that time it'll be 95. Yofer. And that'll be the tikkun for keiska. And then there won't be a chav sivan. It'll be Nishapech, it'll turn around, the Nahapechu, it'll turn around from Keska to Yudke, Yudke, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which will be the Zivag Oliyah for the Shem Sholem of the Osid Lovoi. Yaakov Avinu also wanted to be the Megal of the Ketz. And what do we see right after? Pelotica thing, we see right after Yaakov wants to be Megal of the Ketz. The first thing he says, Hischol Oymet Varam Acherim, Rashi says, he says, Reuven V'chayriyata. Koichi bereishis ayni yesa se'es v'yesa oz. Look what you could have had, Reuven. Meaning, if it would have been the Olam HaTikun, Reuven would have been the Kohen, Reuven would have been the Melech, but because of Pachas Kamayim al Toysar, you will not take anything extra. It's interesting that in Rus, the Megillah that we read not long ago, the Pasuk says, and the Gemara in Shabbos quotes this Pasuk, V'tisba v'toysar, Boaz gives Rus to eat, and it says she was satisfied and she left over. So the Gemara says, "Vatisba ze yemois hamashiach." Tisba, interesting. It's Tavshinayin Beis. Vatisba ze yemois hamashiach. Vatoisar is olam haba. That's the ek. That comes later. Olam haba. Tchias hamesim. So in the word vatoisar is hinted tchias hamesim. Pachas kamayim al toisar. No, you can't. The Olam HaTikun is not now. Yaakov is trying to bring about Tchias HaMesim. We once spoke about it. Yaakov wouldn't have to lose the 33 years. Yaakov would have entered right away into the Olam HaTikun, which is the Olam of Tchias HaMesim. But because of Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar Ki Olisa Mishkevei Avicha, he's speaking to Reuven first, and he says to Reuven, "You could have had it, but you lost it." And then he says to Shimon and Levi, "Besoidam Al Tova Inafshu BeKaholam Al Teichad Kevoidi." He says, "I don't want my name mentioned in the Maisa of Shimon, the Maisa of Zimri. I don't want my name mentioned in the Maisa of Kairach." And the emes, the connection here is beautiful. As the Pritzadik discusses the whole story of the Maisa of Zimri, Rav Wolfson in the Seifas, and Arichas Zemaratis and Amunas Yitacha, that what Shimon wanted, what Zimri wanted, was also to bring Yemais HaMashiach. The whole Maisa with the Benais Moya of the Benais Midian was to bring Yemais HaMashiach, because they knew that Mashiach comes from Maya, but Arichas in the Sfarim was a very, very lofty, that's why it says, Besoidam, it was an Indian of Soid, Besoidam al Tavoy Nafshi, ubekaholam al Teichat Kevoid. The fact that he equates the Maisa of Zimri with the Maisa of Kairach tells us that both Kairach and Zimri were up to the same idea. They both wanted to bring Yemais HaMashiach, but they strayed, they went off. Zimri especially, Kairach was off by time, it was the wrong time, and it ended up being a Machlaikas. So what is Yaakov saying? Yaakov is saying, I wanted to do that too. Bigesh Yaakov Legalis Hakeit. Yaakov is saying, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Yaakov said, but I saw that it cannot be. Yaakov saw right away that that cannot be. It can't be now. It's for the future. And if it's going to happen now, it's not going to be beneficial. And many neshamas are going to lose out. That's why Yaakov right away says, my name should not be mentioned by these two stories. And what the reason perhaps is, not only in the negative, as the Aruch Chaim says, that if Yaakov's name would have been mentioned in this pasuk, then Yitzhar ben Kehos ben Levi ben Yaakov, then Korach would have been totally uprooted from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara asks why the pasuk has to mention the name. So it says, ben Korach shenasa karcha b'Yisrael, he caused sort of like a baldness in Klal Yisrael, a karcha, a rip, as Rashi says, shenivlu, ben Yitzhar ben shehirsiach olav eskol ha'olam katzoharayim, he brought the anger of Hashem like when the sun is in midday, when it's very hot, he brought Gehenna to Ben Kahos, Ben Shehikoshine Mailidov, he causes the teeth of his forebears to grit. Ben Levi Shanasa Levoya Begehinom, he was escorted to Gehenna. So now the Gemara asks, Vilakshoiv Nami Ben Yaakov, why doesn't it say Ben Yaakov? And then we would translate Yaakov to mean Sheokav Atzmai Legehenna. On like another phrase that would mean Gehenna, a deeper Gehenna. So Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Av Yitzchak was Yaakov Bikesh Rachamim Al Atzmai. So the Aruch Chaim explains, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains in this week's parasha that if it would have said Yaakov in the parasha, then especially the way Chazal Adarshaning, that each name tells us the intensity of the sin, it would have reached such proportions that there could have been no limud zchus on Korach anymore. Because that means he sinned all the way to his shoyrish. The shoyrish is Yaakov. So, Yaakov purposely asked that his name not be mentioned there, so that we won't be able to darshan anything using his name to the detriment of Korach, and there'll still be hope for Korach. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. Perhaps we can add to it. Yaakov knew if Yaakov's name would have been here, then Korach would have got his way. Because Yaakov is emes, titein emes li Yaakov. Yaakov is the ultimate truth. Yaakov is emes. Yaakov begged that his name not be here, because if Yaakov's name was here, meaning that if Korach would have been able to use the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, if he would have been able to go all the way back to Yaakov in order to push his agenda, which again was a lofty one, it would have happened. Because Yaakov himself wanted to do this. Bikesh Yaakov legalis es haketz, which the Ketz is in Daniel. Daniel is the Sefer of the Ketz. As we look at the end of Sefer Daniel, which we have no idea what it's talking about, and no one should even try, but many did. Many, just as Korach and others tried to bring the Geula before the time, many tried to figure out the Zmanim at the end of Daniel, including Rashi, including Reb Sadia Gaon, including very, very great people. In the second to the last pasuk in Daniel, it says there that the Zman is 1,335. Elef Shloishmeyos Shloishim Vachamisha, which we have no idea. Many tried to figure out what it is. Rashi and Daniel gives a whole cheshbon. 1335. It's a misp. Elef Shin Lamed Hey, which is mentioned in all the Svarim. That's the number that is associated with Bias HaMashiach. So it's a pella that the words that the Gemara brings here to prove that Korach will have a tikkun. Because when it says Vayovdu mitoich hakoho, it doesn't mean forever, but it's like an Aveda hamisbakeshes, and the Gemara quotes here the last pasuk of Mizmor Kuf Yutes of Tehillim, as we mentioned before, Mitzvaysecha loisha chachti is Begematria 1,335. Mitzvaysecha loisha chachti, that's the number associated with Geula, that's the number associated with the Ketz. That's what Korach is saying. I have a right to be Megala the Ketz. Mitzvaysecha loisha chachti Rosh Hateves Sholem. It's the shame deserves to be Sholem 95, Adana Yudke Yudke, the way it'll be in the future, as it's written in Daniel. These are very, very tremendous pneumias over here. In the Olam HaPnimi, in the Olam HaMachshava, we know the Kleisenberger Rebbe, other great tzaddikim used to say that the Heilige Gezei, the Korach, they would talk about Korach in the most respectful terms, knowing full well what the Pasha says about him, but also knowing what it says in the Shalah and all the other Sfarim, the greatness of Korach, what Korach was really aspiring to here. It's just that it wasn't the time yet. But every year we learn this as we enter the month of Tammuz. Tammuz is Begematria Melech HaMashiach. Tammuz is the month in which we were supposed to reach that level of Kichol Ha'edah Kulam Kedosh, which would have happened had we received the Luchais on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Yud Zayin Tammuz was supposed to be the day of
the giving of the luchas, not the breaking of the luchas. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to give us the luchas, choras, al tikri choras, al cheirus. It would have been the day of cheirus mimalach hamavis, cheirus miyetzahara, cheirus mishibud golius. There would have been no misa in the world. It would have been like the way it was before the chet of Eitz Hadas. But Tammuz fell. As mentioned many times, Tammuz is the month of Reuven. Reuven was the Bechor. Reuven lost all the extras. Pachas kamayim al toisak yolisa mishkevei avicha. So too Tammuz lost all the extras. Tammuz, which would have been the month. Soif maisa b'machshava tchila. What was originally thought, the first thought that Hashem had when He created the world, the machshava tchila, which is midas hadin. All of the machshava tchila liberates us. Oilam midas hadin. Reuven is din. That's why his color, his stone on the chayshen is odem, which is the red, the ruby. That's why it's called ruby. It's Reuven. The red stone, which is the color red, is midas hadin. Midas hadin, the way it will be in the future, which is Shammai. The halacha is like Beis Shammai in the future, which is what Korach is aspiring to hear. That's the way it was. B'machshava tchila. Tchila is b'gematria Tammuz, which is b'gematria Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will bring the world back to tchila, to the way it was. And then everything will be conducted al pi din, al pi Beis Shammai, and the way Korach wanted, ki chol ha'ed kulam kadoshim. Then the Shem Hashem will be Yudke Yudke, Yihi Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Korach, we read as we get ready for the Chodesh of Tammuz. Korach wanted to skip it. Korach didn't want that we should have to make any transition from Sivan to Tammuz. Korach wanted that we should go straight from Matan Torah, straight from the level that they were in the Midbar to Yemais HaMashiach with nothing in between. Korach was hoping there wouldn't be a need for a Tammuz, or that Tammuz should be the way it's supposed to be. And every year as we get ready for Chodesh Tammuz, it could happen, and it will happen, and it will turn around. And this year especially, that's Chav Gimel Sivan, this Shabbos, which Chav Gimel Sivan is a day that is very, very auspicious, very appropriate for V'nahapachu. That's the day in which the V'nahapachu of Purim happened, when the Igros Shnius was sent out on Chav Gimel Sivan. This year, this Shabbos, Parshas Korach, is the Shabbos of Chav Gimel Sivan, at the same time that we're learning about the Chet of Korach, at the same time that we're being Mevorei Chodesh Tammuz, the low month of Tammuz, which incidentally, the Shem Hashem of the month of Tammuz is the last letters of the four words in Megillas Esther, which Haman said. The chol ze einenu shoveli. Those words which Haman said, which shows us the tremendous rishus of Haman. Haman was such a rasha, he couldn't fargin, he couldn't even take the fact, even though he had everything, but just one person didn't bow down to him. So Haman says, ze einenu shoveli. We couldn't find a better pasuk for a tzir of shem havaya of a month, as the Arizal says, that the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Tammuz is the Rai from the last letters of Ze Einenu Shoveli, which is Hashem's name backwards, which is Midas Adin, but it's found in Megillas Esther, of all places. And it's the words of Haman. If we take a look at all the other combinations of Hashem's name, none of them are the words of a Rasha. Every combination of Hashem's name, Chodesh Nisan is Yisbechu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, certainly something which David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, not said by a Rosha Chas V'Sholem, or the Shem Havaya of Iyar, Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodaya, Pasuk in Yirmiya, or Sivan is Yadoysa V'Lutzela HaMishkan HaShein, is a Pasuk in Pashas Truma, talking about the Mishkan, Ov is Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking in Pashas Kisavai, Elol is Utsdoka Tielon Uki, also in Voschanan, everyone, even Tishrei, which is Vayiru Oysa Sorei Faroi. But it's the Torah narrating what the Sorei Faroi saw, which is a subject by itself. Cheshvan is Udvash Hayoim Hazah Hashem. Kislev is Vayar Yosheva Oretz HaKenani. Every month has a Tzir of Shem Havaya that is Hashem Itiyun, the Roman Moshmo, which is Teves, Shvat is Homer Yimirenu V'Hoyahu, Ador is Iroi V'Lasoireka B'ni Asoine. Every one of the months is something of Shevach, something said by the Torah. The only one that is a phrase that was said by Haman, although it is Pasuk in Megillas Esther, and it has Kedusha, of course, you have to say Birchas HaTorah before you say the Pasuk, no question about it, but it's the words of a Rasha, the only Chodesh that the Tzir of Shem Havaya of that month is the words of a wicked person, is Tammuz. That's how low Tammuz fell. Tammuz fell into sort of the world of Haman. Tammuz is in the domain of Esav.
In fact, the Emes, the first month to fall, is Tammuz. This happened before any other month. Teves has its Yerida later. Av has its Yerida later. Tammuz was the first month to fall, the month in which we were supposed to receive the Luchais, which if that would have happened, there would have been no Nefilah at all. So Tammuz was the first month to fall, to plummet into the domain of Esav. And the Tzir of Shem Havayah of Tammuz is Ze'enenu Shoveli, which Haman says in Megillah Esther. But yet this Shabbos is Chav Gimel Sivan. Incidentally, the only time Sivan is mentioned anywhere in Tanakh is in Megillah Esther. In this pasuk right here, where it talks about the sending of the second set of scrolls to rescind the first decree, the Igros Shniyos, the Venahapech, who is this Shabbos, Chav Gimel Sivan, also in Megillah Esther, to be Mahapech, the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tammuz, from Din to Rachamim, or to Din, the way it'll be in the future, the way it'll be in the future, the Din of the future will be Rachamim. The Din of the future will not harm anyone, as it was supposed to be Machshava Techila. Therefore, we can try to answer this whole idea of what's the Pshat in Koirach. Koirach al pi Pshat. There is no Pshat. Al pi Pshat, of course there's a Pshat, but al pi Pshat, it's a chait, and al pi Pshat, there's no tikkun. But al pi Drush, Yiparshazu Yofan Adreshes, Mamedish Rabitan Chuma, al pi Drush, this parasha is the Olam HaTikun. This parasha is what Koirach wants that the world should look like, and that's the way it's going to look like in the future. The interesting thing is Dasan and Aviram as well. Dasan and Aviram, al pi Pshat, have no Olam Haba. Dasan and Aviram, according to the Arachayim HaKadosh, there's no tikkun for Dasan and Aviram. However, the Tveres Shloimeh, the Radomska, writes very sharp against the Arachayim, and he says that even Dasan and Aviram will have a tikkun. Dasan va'aviram is begematria tshuva. Tshuva helps even for Dasan va'aviram. Tshuva helps for everyone, even a person who falls into the rut of Dasan va'aviram. In fact, this Shabbat, this parasha, is a tremendous nechama for everyone, that no matter what, even the lowest yid, ta'isi kaseh oiveit ba'kei shavdecha ki mitzvazecha lo shachachti, the last pasuk of Kapitel Kuf Yotes of Tehillim, is David HaMelech talking about all the avedos. He's talking about all the lowest Jews, the Jews that are lost, but even they will be found ka'aveda ha-mispa'keshes. Vayoivdu mitoich ha-kol doesn't mean forever. Vayoivdu mitoich ha-kol. This week's parasha says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and certainly the halacha has to be k'moisai, that Koirach has a tikkun. Moirid she'oil vayo'al, the pasuk says. And even the ones who went down into Gehenem are going to come up. They're going to come out. Moirid she'oil vayo'al is begamatria Dasan va'aviram as well. Even Dasan and Aviram went down to she'oil vayo'al. That's why the words she'oil vayo'al, these two words are begamatria Tammuz. Tammuz right now is in she'oil. Tammuz is in Gehenem, sort of. It's a hot month, literally. It's a month of Gehenem. It's very, very hot. Chodesh Tammuz is known for the chamimus, for the kishemesh, umogen Hashem alikim, the shemesh, the toikef hachama, the toikef hakayitz, which is in Tammuz. And just as Koirach, who fell into she'oil, and Dasan and Aviram, will come out, will come up, moirid she'oil vayo'al, the same thing with Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz will have an aliyah, Tammuz will come out of the rut that it's in. Tammuz will once again be the first month, tchila, Tammuz, the month of Reuven, when Reuven will have his tikkun. Reuven is the one from whom comes the Navi Hoshea, the Navi of Tshuva, the one who says, Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, that we say every Shabbat, Tshuva, is Hoshea, the Einikol of Reuven, who is the one who does Tshuva first, as Chazal tell us, because of Mechiras Yosef. Hoshea is the one who says, Kechui Mochem Devorim. It's interesting that Rashi here, when he says, Vayikach Koirach, Moshach, Roshay Sanhedroiz, Shebohem Bedvorim, he quotes two psukim, one in Vayikra, Kaches Aaron, and one in Hoshea, Chui Mochem Devorim. Pasuk associated with Tshuva, we would think, why would Rashi quote a pasuk from Hoshea, the Navi of Tshuva, when he's talking about the first pasuk of Koirach here, which L'Chair is talking about a Bal Aveira and a Chayta, yet he quotes the pasuk in Hoshea, which is talking about Tshuva, Einikol of Reuven, who Dasan and Aviram come from. Dasan and Aviram, B'nei Eliyah, V'ayin Ben Peles, B'nei Reuven. Descendants of Reuven, the one who initiated, the one who started the concept of Tshuva is Reuven. Therefore, it can't be that Reuven's own descendants will not experience Tshuva, will not experience Tikkun. So even Dasan and Aviram, mentioned in this week's parasha, as Yotzu Nitzovim Pesach Ahaleihem, B'koy Maskufa, L'charef U'l'gadef, as Rashi says, Mechutzofim, against Moshe Rabbeinu, Bali Machloikis, they too will have a tikkun. Every yid will have a tikkun. That's why Vayishma Moshe Vayipol al Ponav. Mefarshim asks, why does Moshe fall on his face? What does it mean Vayishma Moshe? Obviously, Moshe heard. So the answer is Moshe understood. Vayishma Moshe means Moshe understood what was really bothering Korach. Moshe understood the depth of Korach. Vayipol al Ponav. He fell on his face because there's nothing to say. Vayidaber el Korach, and he says, Boiker v'yoida Hashem. In the morning, in the future, in the time of Geula, which is referred to as Boiker, you'll be right. Boiker v'yoida Hashem is begamatria Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David. Boiker v'yoida Hashem is begamatria Mashiach ben David. In the time of Mashiach, you'll be right. In the Kates of Daniel Miloshen Din, when the world will be conducted, Alpi Din, La'asad Lavoi, Korach will be correct. Korach will be right. So even though tonight is Chav Sivan, Kes Ka, which is also 95, but the Mispah 95, not L'mal Yusa, not L'shevach, a Mispah that tells us that we're still in Golos, that the Kisei is missing and the Shem Havayah is missing, but at the same time, Parshazu Yofen Idreshes, this is the number 95, which is the number associated with Yudkei Vavkei La'asid Lavoi, when it will be Oile Yofa, and instead of Vatiftach Ha'oretz as Piha, Moirid Sha'ol Vayo'al. As we get ready now for the new month of Tammuz, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Tammuz, we should be Mispalal, maybe Mevakesh, that we should see Be'enei Basa, we should see this year how Tammuz will be Nis'ala, Tammuz will become the month that it was intended to be. Svarim say Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Zemanei Tshuva Memash Mashim Uboyim, starting in Chodesh Tammuz already, we start preparing for the Zmanei Tshuva of Elul and Tishrei, though it seems far away, it's sooner than you think, especially starting tonight already, Chav Sivan, beginning the last third of Sivan, Chav Sivan connect with Yom HaKippurim. As mentioned before from the Oy of Yisrael, we should all be zeichet to see what Korach wanted, we should all see. We should all live to see, be zeichet to see, as the Arizal says, Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach Seifetavis Korach, the number 95, Mispah Daniel, Zivig Oile Yof, we should all be Zaycha to Gilei HaKeitz, because now it is the Zman already. Everyone is mighty that we are already in the time now, in the Ikfasid, the Mashiach, there's no more Tchikas HaKeitz, it's already past that. The Munkacha writes already in the 1920s and 30s that the severity of Tchikas HaKeitz doesn't exist, where when it means to daven for the Geulah more than their normal, he says, doesn't exist anymore already now. He said it then, 70, 80 years ago, imagine now, there's no more Pachad of this concept of Tchikas HaKeitz, Beruchni is obviously Begashmi, we can't do anything. But Beruchni is what Korach wanted, what Korach aspired to. Ki Chol Ha'Eidah Kulam Kedoshim, every year should aspire to be a Kohen Gadol, and that's because Korach will have a Tikkun, we'll all have a Tikkun, but all of us will be Zeichet and Moirid Sha'ol Vayoal, and to be as HaMashiach.